Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. Happy Labor Day, everybody. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business, and he's the founder of a consulting firm called Keeping the People. And you're starting to get the idea here, folks, right? He's in the business of helping you keep your people engaged. Also, he's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. And here on Labor Day, what better time to talk about keeping our people happy than Labor Day? Lee Branham, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for joining us on Labor Day. You know, Lee, it's not enough today just to give employees a job and pay them on Friday and give them Labor Day off with pay. You got to be a little more sophisticated than that to keep people engaged these days, don't you?
Well, that's absolutely true, Jim. And right now, it's easy to take that for granted because the labor market being what it is, somebody said the other day that the phrase employees are tree-hugging their jobs. they are. A lot of people are afraid to leave. The interesting thing about it is the Corporate Leadership Council has reported that one in four high potentials plan to leave within the coming year.
Wow.
At the same time, one in five employees are what they consider highly disengaged. Now, that's a lot of highly disengaged employees.
Yeah, and of course, that doesn't include those who are somewhat disengaged.
Well, that's exactly right.
Which is a big chunk.
Well, there's about 40 to 50% that are probably disengaged, and part of it is because a Career Builder has reported another survey, and they report, this just came out a couple of months ago, half of the workers have taken on more responsibility because of a layoff. 37% said they're handling the work of two people. Think about that. 37% are handling the work of two people. 34% are spending more time at the office, and 22% are working more weekends.
Well, and overlaying all of that, Lee, and I mean a serious undercurrent in all of that is a high level of fear.
Absolutely.
Not just disengagement. Not just indifference. Whatever was causing people to be disengaged, indifference, laziness, you know, bad management, whatever was causing that, that's now become more an issue of fear, I think. What do you think?
That's right. And people have looked at some coworkers that they thought were pretty qualified, pretty talented people who have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And so now they're looking at themselves and say, well, anybody could lose their job.
Exactly. But the thing is, and this is while they're doing two persons' jobs.
Exactly.
You know, so they're running faster than they've ever run, like Alice, you know, running twice as hard just to stay in one place, and they're still thinking I might get my head lopped off, so to speak.
Right. So the interesting part of all this is that a lot of managers think, well, they're tree-hugging their job, so I don't really have to work too hard to keep them.
Right.
On the other hand, you have to work really hard to keep them engaged.
Well, and just to let them know that you appreciate. I mean, see this is what I think is one of the hallmarks of small business owners. You know, a lot of what we're talking about right now is going on in small business. I mean, there are a lot of small business employees who are doing more than their fair share, so to speak, in this tough time. But the small business owners I know are letting their employees know, you know what? Thank you for hanging in here with us during this tough time.
Well, exactly right, and there are a lot of managers who just it's not a part of their nature to do that.
And they better get that nature.
Well, that's what they tell me. You know, a lot of them. There are about 12 reasons that I talk about in my books that managers don't praise, and they think employees will ask for more raises if they praise them.
Yeah.
They think they don't know how to do it. They'll come off as phony.
I will tell you, though, I will say something, Lee. I have in my experience, I don't know what it is, but just as sure as I, and I know this will seem cynical, but it just seems to almost be a I don't know, some kind of a jinx or something. But I'll brag on an employee, and the next day they'll do something really bonehead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but sometimes it makes managers who otherwise would want to be praiseworthy, encouraging. It makes them pause a little bit, to be honest with you, Lee.
Well, that's true. I had an employee tell me one time that he loved his manager, and the reason he loved him is his manager had no carrot and no stick. All he did was communicate.
Yeah.
And if
I like that.
Employee said, if it did something wrong, the manager would be in his face almost immediately. Mm-hmm. And then, look, you know you didn't do that right. You know, here's what you need to do next time. And the next time he did it right, he watched him and he went over and said, yes, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what great football coaches do.
Right.
They watch practice very intently. And the great football coaches step in and say, you know, immediately, you either did that right or you didn't do it right. If they correct it, they have the player do the move again and
mm-hmm.
move it right, and then they say, that's it, you did it, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so immediate praise, immediate correction, more hands-on. A lot of managers think employees don't need hands-on management anymore, but they need it even more than they
ever. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
But I like that idea, and no carrot, no stick, just communication. And you know, a manager doesn't. You know, you're not. You and I neither one are recommending that you go around, you know, being a cheerleader in your operation. And if you want to praise, you know, just hey, well done, good job on that project.
That's right.
Or something like that. You don't have to set off a bunch of fireworks.
Exactly, and you don't have to do it constantly either. In fact, the best praise is praise that's sort of intermittent, but it's preceded by you noticing the employee has done something that they don't normally do that meant something to the business. So you don't just walk around on a Friday saying, hey, you're doing a great job, take 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you do is you watch the employee, and when they do something, you say, well, I appreciated that you stayed late last night to finish that report.
Right.
And I just want you to know that.
So you're saying this guy without the carrot or the stick, he wouldn't be likely to praise behavior that was expected, but he might praise extraordinary behavior.
Exactly.
above and beyond. Stand by, Lee. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Lee Branham is our guest, our good friend, the author of The 7 Reasons Employees Leave. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. The late, great godfather of soul. That's some serious funk right there, ladies and gentlemen. James Brown, one of my favorites. Papa's got a brand new bag. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling with Lee Branham. I'm Jim Blassingame. Did I say that? You knew that, didn't you? My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I always get happy when I hear James Brown. I don't know what it is about his music that makes me happy. Happier, I should say. And, folks, I hope you check out my website when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Happy Labor Day. Lee Branham is here helping us celebrate Labor Day. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, among other books. Lee, we need to know how to find you online, how to find your books.
Well, thank you. The website is www.keepingthepeople.com.
As we celebrate Labor Day, Lee, what advice do you have for small business owners? And we talked earlier about some things to do to help your people get engaged, and they were pretty simple things, pretty low tech, pretty easy kind of things to do. Don't get too excited. Don't go overboard with praise, but also don't be devoid of praise. Make sure you know how to meter it out, when to do it, and how much to do it, and that sort of thing. But in terms of is Labor Day still in the American marketplace today, with unions at only about 7 or 8% of our workforce, is Labor Day still something that's that's more as relevant as it ever was?
Well, I think it's very relevant, but I don't know that employees think too much about it when it happens.
Yeah.
I think that employers don't do very much to establish the importance of Labor Day. I think it would behoove a lot of company owners to take their people into a room the Friday before Labor Day and talk about some of the stuff that you and I are talking about right now, to say how much they use it as a time to say how much they appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't do it before, they could certainly do it after. You know, we were real busy last Friday, didn't get around to it, but the Tuesday after Labor Day, take a minute and say, I reflected over the weekend on how much you all mean to me.
Well, you know, Labor Day is a national holiday,
mm-hmm.
but there's no law that says companies have to close on Labor Day.
No
law that says companies have to pay their employees on Labor Day.
Well,
that's something right. the employers do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think employees should not take that for granted.
Well, that's a good point. And that's part of what owners should say to the employees. You know, we don't have to do this. We do it because we appreciate you.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is a national holiday, but you know, anyway, I just think that's something that should be pointed out. I think that you know, Labor Day should also be a day to celebrate business owners who labor mm-hmm. very hard.
Who create the jobs.
Exactly. And, you know, these jobs don't fall out of heaven like manna. You know, these jobs have to be created one job at a time, very painstakingly, with a lot of risk on the part of the owner. I mean, the business owners don't take hiring a new employee lightly.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Is there an issue these days, Lee, in being able to make that connection with the generations that are coming up, with where, you know, the origin of these things? Is this something that we've got to work a little harder on?
Oh, I think so. I think a lot of young people have no clue about the history of Labor Day and why it came into being and why we celebrate it and so forth.
But what about the connection of where their job comes from? I mean, you know, I'm trying to remember when I was a kid if I thought very much about how I had a job, if I appreciated the fact that somebody, you know, I went to work for a couple of small business owners before I went to work for a big company, and I don't know that I actually appreciated the fact that this guy dug this job out of the dirt for me.
Yes. No, you probably didn't, and I know I didn't either. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's something that we could use a little dwelling on. What do you think?
Well, I think absolutely. There's a sense of entitlement among young people coming into the
workforce. I was grateful for the job, but I don't think I revered the boss as much as I should have.
No, I mean, I think it's part of a general education that has mm-hmm. been missing from, you know, I used to volunteer for Junior Achievement.
Yeah, I did too.
And we did a lot to educate kids in that situation, and a lot of them, did, you know, it was an eye-opener for them mm-hmm. to think about, you know, how do businesses get started and so forth. And we were doing this in the sixth grade, but not every child gets the opportunity to go through that sort of thing, and a lot of them forget about it anyway until they're in a business.
I would like to think that maybe that this could become a better situation in the future because more and more schools have entrepreneurial curriculum. More and more high schools have that. You know, and not they don't have to just join junior achievement. They can take it in school.
Right. Well, you know, I have a friend who is I used to work with at Wright Management Consultants, and he has started his own business. And what he does, he goes into larger companies for the most part, and when they hire a group of young new hires, the company pays him to conduct some orientation sessions. And in these mm-hmm. orientation sessions, he talks about how the company makes money,
mm-hmm.
what people in older generations have grown up with, what
right.
work ethic they expect.
Right.
And he listens to them talk about what they expect.
I think that's something that business owners ought to do when they hire new employees today. I think that's a good idea. Lee, give us that website one more time, please.
Pardon me?
Your website?
Oh, it's keepingthepeople.com.
Keepingthepeople.com. The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave is his most recent book. Hey, Lee, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.